This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patients. Shell, S-C-H-E-L-L, first name Ethelyn, E-T-H-E-L-E-N, B. Date of birth, July 1, 1938, B. Date of evaluation, January 2nd, 2024. The chief complaint, lightheadedness. The HBI, the patient is an 85-year-old female who reports lightheadedness, which occurs with walking, period. She was walking up an incline in July when she developed shortness of breath, chest pressure, and fatigue. Chest pressure lasted approximately 5 to 10 minutes, then began easing, period. She started avoiding long walks, period. Symptoms have progressively worsened over the last month, period. There is no associated factor, period. She has had several ER visits for same period. She notes that she has had 3 echoes in the distant past. Furthermore, in November of 2016, she reported right arm pain when walking up a steep sidewalk. The next episode occurred November 24, 2021, when she began having lightheadedness and woozyness again while walking uphill. In October of 2022, she began experiencing chest pressure and breathlessness on her walks. She then started modifying her walks to less hilly and shorter areas, period. As noted, the symptoms have continued to worsen, period. On October 26th of 2022, she was taken to the ER and was diagnosed with transient global amnesia. Blood pressure was noted to be 205/100, period. The past medical history, 1, asthma, next number hypertension, next number hiatal hernia. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy, next number total abdominal hysterectomy. For medications, albuterol, 90 microgram inhalation, alendronate, 70 milligrams one daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Anua, Ellipta, daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams one daily, nitroglycerin 0.4, PRN, omeprazole 20 milligrams one daily, multivites one daily, vision vitamin preservation daily, vitamin D3 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had history of valve replacement and further had atrial fibrillation. Otherwise unremarkable. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking but reports a significant secondhand smoke exposure. She further reports rare alcohol use. The U.S. systems, unconstitutional. She has had weight loss, eyes. She has impaired vision and wears glasses and contacts. Ears, she has mild deafness. Nose, she has mild sneezing. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Respiratory, she has cough. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation. Genitourinary, she has dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has left knee pain. Endocrine, she has heat intolerance. Review systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 143/87, pulse 98, respiratory rate 16, weight 154 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is asymptomatic, normal systolic, people equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Examination otherwise unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute. There is evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, one, palpitations. Next number, dyspnea. Next number, chest pain. The etiology of her symptoms is not entirely clear, period. They'll plan on echocardiogram and nuclear stress testing, period. Further consideration for Holter versus VO patch, period. She should have CT angio to rule out recurrent thromboembolic disease, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Ethelyn Scalp.